Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Welcome back to Dana and Parks. We are 1 hour away from Festivus Friday. That makes me happy. You know what else makes me happy? Here's a good news story today on your Friday. I about cried when I saw this. One of our rookie Chiefs players has surprised his mother, and we will post this on the KMBZ Facebook page because it's just really sweet. The audio is not great if you're not watching it, and so I'm just going to tell you what he did, and then you can find the video. The story from Channel 5, it says, even before he starts training camp, a rookie with the Kansas City Chiefs has already fulfilled a childhood dream. In a video posted to social media on Thursday, receiver Mecole Hardman shared that he really surprised his mother by purchasing her a new home. He says in the post, I have been dreaming of buying my mama a house since I was 8 years old, and now I finally get to do it. Words cannot explain how happy I am. I love you, Ma, times 1 million. It is my turn to take care of you now. The video shows the former Georgia Bulldog bringing out his blindfolded mother to show her the house as family and friends welcomed them. They were holding balloons in Chiefs colors, which is awesome. After hugs and a whole lot of tears, his mother explained how proud she was of her son. She says, you know, I am just blessed. It makes you feel good as a mother to know that your kids would do something to this depth. Isn't that great? If I won the lottery, I would buy my mom and dad's house, wouldn't you, Sam? I would absolutely buy their house. The first thing I would do would be to buy their house.
My goal in life is to make enough money to move my mom to some shack on a beach because that's where she wants to retire.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
My goal in life.
Absolutely. Why would it have to be a shack?
That's what she says. She wants a shack.
Oh, and she wants a shack.
Yeah, she wants to charge people to braid their hair.
Okay.
That's how she wants to retire. I'm like,
well,
Mom,
then you
I'll
help
do
her
what
do
I
it.
Can.
I think that's fantastic. For those of you just joining us, Scott's on a beach somewhere. He did send me a really funny proof of life photo earlier. He is just fine. They arrived safely in the Dominican Republic. I have told him to please be careful, and he knows that everyone was like, really? Are you really going to go to the DR? He says they're having a great time and everything is good. Okay, I want to talk briefly about this new Missouri law, and this is going to affect a lot of you listening, that is going to change the way you are able to get your prescriptions. Like your prescriptions that a doctor says you need to have, this new law is going to change the way you do it. But there's an exception, which I find very, very odd. So the story says, and this is from the Kansas City Star, we all know opioid addiction is a fast-growing problem. Missourians who need prescriptions for opioids and other controlled substances, and that's a big, big part of this story, other controlled substances, because I'm on a controlled substance and it's already harder to get. And I joke about this, and I know we shouldn't joke about it. Every single time I see my pharmacist, I say it would be easier to get meth or heroin than it is to get my prescription. I mean, they make you jump through so many hoops. And I don't know if it's something that they use or if people, it's because people sell them. I don't know what the deal is. All I know is I've got to do way too much driving to get that thing filled. So, Missourians who need prescriptions for opioids and other controlled substances will soon need to have them sent electronically from their doctor to their pharmacy. The new law is designed to stop people from stealing prescription pads. Do people still do that? Seriously, that's a thing?
The old school prescription pad?
Well, yeah, but the doctors aren't leaving old school prescription pads lying around in the exam room. Trust me on that.
You'd hope not.
The new law is designed to stop people from stealing prescription pads from doctors and hospitals and using that to forge orders for potentially addictive drugs. I don't buy that. I'm going to look that up. How often people think that's still going on. Here's the exception that makes no sense to me. The law includes an exception for patients who specifically request a paper prescription. So let me get this straight. They're trying to cut down on paper prescriptions, but if you ask for it, they'll still give you a paper prescription. Why would someone ask for a paper prescription?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I can see the problem being if you ask for a paper prescription and let's say the doctor orders you 30 pills, I can see someone changing
to an 8.
The 30 to an 80, which is why this exception makes no sense to me. I think that's where the fraud is happening. It's not happening from people stealing prescription pads that I guarantee you physicians are not leaving lying around because of this very problem we're in. But you want to know if someone's changing one from 30 to 80, I would bet you that that is more often than not where the problem comes in. And now there's an exception. All you have to do is tell your doctor, nope, I want a paper prescription. And there you have it. The National Association of Chain Drug Stores praised the law, calling it vital for helping to address the opioid abuse epidemic by reducing fraud and abuse. The group's president here, quoting here from Steven Anderson, this is a significant milestone. Missouri is now the 25th state to enact the e-prescribing requirement that will help prevent opioid abuse. The requirement goes into effect January 1. So if you have a legal prescription for opioids or, again, other controlled substances, and I am going to bet you that's ADD drugs. I don't know it, but I'm going to bet you that's what it is. In Kansas, lawmakers have considered two bills this year. One passed the House, but both died in the Senate. So this is Missouri only. The bill originally applied to all prescriptions, but was whittled down to just those for controlled substances. Now, exceptions have been made. I was going to ask this. If you still have a small town mom and pop doctor's office, how are they supposed to do this, right? An exception has been made for doctor's offices that do not have the technology to do this. So listen to this. When we're talking about the exception, why would they allow that? It says there's an exception for when patients specifically request a piece of paper prescription, which the Missouri State Medical Association sought. They wanted this as a right that patients have. Barbara Curtis of Warrensburg said she's glad that that provision was added because when she took care of her late mother, she learned that she could save a lot of money by shopping prescriptions around. She said, I took 3 prescriptions in written form to each of 3 pharmacies, and I said, I want a bid. How much is this going to cost? That's interesting. And I'm guessing you can't do that with an electronic prescription. I don't know. Can you not bid it out if it is electronic? If you're one of those people that is going to want the piece of paper, I want to know why. 576-7798. I always feel like if I was jumping from pharmacy to pharmacy to pharmacy, even to compare cost, it would look like I'm pharmacy shopping to do something illegal.
Right.
I would be stressed out. I'd be like, just looking about the cost. I'm not an addict, which is, of course, what probably people say when they
are addicts. Yeah, that's the first thing an addict says is I'm not an addict.
5767798. What do you think about this new law? I think we can do a lot of things to cut down on opioid abuse. I don't know that this is going to help. Especially with the exception. 5767798. You can text us at 22980. I will also try to figure out under the bill what the quote other controlled substances are. I would bet my farm, if I had one, that that is going to be all of the ADD and ADHD medications. 576-7798. More straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Welcome back to Dana and Parks on this 90s music day. Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. A whole lot of you are writing in about the theft of the old prescription pad. This did not occur to me. A ton of people wrote in immediately to say it is not the patient stealing the prescription pad. It's workers in hospitals and doctor's offices. And then they either sell them, whatever, use them. I was like, when was the last time you were in an exam room? I just saw a prescription pad laying around. Well, if you're a worker, you probably have access.
Probably have stacks of them.
I get it. I get it. So we're talking about this new law in Missouri. It has failed on the Kansas side. And they claim it's meant to stop prescription fraud with opioids and other controlled substances. And so as part of the law, you now will have to have an electronic prescription for those drugs. Starting January 1, for those of you listening, if that affects you, January 1. And there is an exception for patients who ask for a paper prescription. And I said, why? Why would you have to have that? Let's go to Sabrina in Blue Springs. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, go ahead. Why have a paper prescription?
Well, I found out the hard way. I take medication for ADD, and my doctor switched to electronic prescriptions maybe about 6 months ago.
Okay.
The medication I take is not a popular medication. It's not carried in all pharmacies.
Okay.
The pharmacy he sent it to did not have it. He sent it electronically. Now, in order for them, they said they were going to get it for like 4 weeks or something strange like that. So when I asked them to transfer it to another pharmacy, they said they could not do that. I'd have to have the doctor send another prescription to a separate pharmacy. So it's not like they can give me the prescription back. I would have to call my doctor again. And this was a Friday afternoon. So I wouldn't be able to talk to the doctor until Monday or Tuesday.
So, Sabrina, I have dealt with this issue with just the red tape with that specific medication, and people are saying on the text line they do this for their kids' ADD medication or their ADHD medication. Describe to people, like, it is such a pain to get that, and you have to go in every 3 months. They give you three. You then have to take that to the pharmacy, and if there is any hiccup along the way, you are absolutely right. It shuts the whole process down.
It's a complete nightmare. It is a little bit outrageous how hard it is in order to get a prescription filled for a Schedule II drug or any controlled substance in that matter.
You also have to think ahead when you're getting low. And for people whose brains are a little wonky like mine, you know, if you get down to three or four left, you have to think way ahead to make the appointment to then get in, to then get it filled, then hope that the pharmacist has it to then get it delivered to you.
Yeah.
I mean, Sabrina, I have been screaming about this privately for, I don't know, 2 years, I think it's been. I don't understand why it is so hard, but it is. Let's go to Debbie in Eudora.
Hi.
Hi.
First time caller, long time listener.
Well, welcome on in.
Yeah, we've dealt with this for a long time as a family. I have a couple of kiddos and that take ADD medication, and we're on the Kansas side, and so I'm like screaming in my car as I'm hearing this because we've always had to have a paper prescription, and the same thing as you're saying, you know, have to, you know, make the appointment, go in, think ahead, all of those things. But then sometimes still run into roadblocks. Like now that my son is over 18, he's been doing all this on his own, but like he went to go pick his up, or went to the doctor, got his prescriptions, and until he got home, didn't look at his, and our pharmacy requires that we fill ours, for 90 days. And so when he got home, he had three prescriptions. One said 60 days, and then the other two said for 30 days. And so he had to take a second day off work to go back to the doctor's office to get them all changed.
Yep.
And so it is a nightmare. And then if you have someone that's on like mental health medication and you don't think ahead and you have a lapse in time in those medications, then you really run into a big problem because some of those medications can't be started and stopped. And like you said, if you have a brain that's a little bit wonky or if you have someone that, you know, is a mental health patient or something like that, that may not sometimes be thinking so clearly, then yeah, that can be really dangerous. And so it really is a big problem.
Here's the other thing, Debbie. My 19-year-old is spending the summer in Telluride. He's been there, he'll be there 12 or 13 weeks when it's all said and done. If your very young adult goes away for a job or anything like that, it disrupts that process. And I remember saying to the pharmacist and to the doctor, he's there and I can't mail this stuff to him. You've got to think ahead in that regard. When they're in college, you can only transfer it once. And if you transfer it, you can't transfer it back.
Exactly. And we're running into that now as my my youngest has just graduated from high school and we're looking at moving, you know, to college and things like that. And there's still some things that, you know, she is still dealing with as far as mental health. And, you know, she still needs a support system there. And so, you know, once they're 18, you can't talk to anybody. And,
right.
And so, yeah, it's a huge problem. And so, yeah, they still want that support system there for, you know, them as a mental health support system, but then, oh, but you can't help them in this regard because we won't talk to you.
Right.
The pharmacist won't talk to you and the doctor won't talk to you.
Well,
and so,
Debbie, I'll tell you, and thank you for the call. We have been down that road and I feel your pain and I don't understand how forcing these transactions to be electronic is going to make this any easier. And if you're talking about the 18, 19, 20-year-old set, I think it's going to make it much, much harder for those kids to get the medications that they need. If I'm wrong, call in and tell me. 576-7798. You can text in at 22980.
Three, four, five, everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really
don't. Someone just texted
wanna.
In and kind of echoed what our last caller said, that the electronic prescriptions are all fine and good until there's a hiccup, and then it is a nightmare. Talking about this new Missouri law, takes effect January 1, that states basically for most controlled substances, certainly opioids and other controlled substances, you now have to have an electronic prescription. And a texter just had a great point. They write, Dana, when the pharmacy who receives your script electronically is out of your medication, they have to contact the doctor to cancel it. Then you have to call around and find a pharmacy who has it. Then you have to recontact your doctor to resubmit to the other pharmacy. The process can take days. And hopefully by the time that pharmacy receives it, they still have it in stock. It took me a full week. I'm done. I request paper now. I'd asked earlier, there's an exception if you want to request paper. Why request paper? That explains it. Because if your pharmacy doesn't have it, the doctor has to cancel it out. And let's be honest, every time you call your doctor's office, please listen carefully to all of the options as our menu has changed. And you have to scroll and scroll and scroll, then leave a message because no one ever answers on the nurse line. I mean, it does. I can absolutely see that taking 5 or 6 days just to get it figured out. Let's go to Elizabeth in Kansas City. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, good. How are you? Happy Friday.
Yay. Yeah. So I have narcolepsy, which is a fun thing. I know. I don't wear a helmet. So, but I still can drive as long as I have a current prescription and have access to my medicine. So I've been battling between my pharmacy and my doctor's office and my insurance company. There's a medication that I've been taking for at least 15 years now. It's even generic, and it seems to be virtually impossible to get. I'm beginning week number 3 at trying to figure out why I still can't get the prescription filled. So I actually threatened the doctor's office and the pharmacy to let them know that they will be named in the lawsuit when I'm driving without my medication, should I kill myself or somebody else, because I have a breakthrough in my narcolepsy.
And you don't know why, Elizabeth, they can't get it filled?
They keep saying, well, I didn't get this form in our system. I'm not seeing that the pharmacy asked for it. And then the pharmacy is telling me they sent it 3 times. And then the doctor's office said, well, we sent it to our person who does the insurance verification. And that person's saying that they never received it. It's all this digital stuff that, you know, the digital stuff is great as long as the people who are entering it are entering it correctly.
Great point. Elizabeth, can I ask all of the questions that everyone listening is wondering? And if they're wondering, I've got to ask.
Yeah, I don't drown in my soup.
Do you really just fall asleep like that? Like, how does it work?
How does it work? So there's like a gland. Like, so you know at nighttime, everybody talks about serotonin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the opposite. There's another one that produces that makes you more awake. And for some reason, mine forgets to continue to do it. And so it just stops producing that chemical that keeps us awake. And I just stop for... in the middle of a sentence, and I may be holding a drink in my hand, and it just stops. And I take what my mother used to refer to as my little puppy dog nap, and then I wake up and I start going again. So
But wait, go back. When you take the little puppy dog nap, does it just come on suddenly and then boom, you're sleeping?
Yeah, it's not sleep. It's just a pause.
It's a pause.
So it's not like I'm tired. I'm not getting restful sleep. It's just a pause. Like it's almost neurologic. So it's almost like somebody who has a seizure.
Yeah.
But I'm not like thrashing. It just stops. And then I start up again.
Can people tell when it's happening?
Well, sure. If I'm talking to you right now and I stop talking and 15 minutes later, I finish the same sentence.
Does it last 15 minutes? Like
for me, it does.
For you, it does.
Yeah.
Have you ever been driving and it happens?
No, I have not. I've been very fortunate that way. I have a very mild case of it.
So where have you been where it has happened?
So I'm the world's worst passenger.
Okay.
So, and that's 3 hours away. And in the course of the 3 hours, if I don't take my medicine, I may have 4 times where that will happen.
Oh, wow. Has it happened on a date?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
I've never talked to anyone with narcolepsy. I'm sure you're like, quit asking me all these questions.
Oh, no,
but
it's totally random. I know when I got the diagnosis, I was 35. So I was in trouble at my job because I kept doing it. And my boss was like, what the hell? And I'm like, I don't know. It's a little puppy dog nap. So I went to the doctor, to the neurologist, and he's like, well, you have narcolepsy. And I'm like, oh, my God, do I need a helmet? Because all I could think of was this piccolo. And the doctor's like, that's usually not the first question people ask me. Most are concerned about their ability to continue driving.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, can I still drive? So he thought, you know, yeah, so obviously, if I haven't had a problem driving, and as long as I stay on my medication, I'm fine.
Okay, can I ask one more dumb question?
Please.
If you're standing up, do you fall?
No, I just stop moving.
I gotta have you in studio. I'm just gonna have you in studio and stare at you until it happens.
Wait, so just don't give me my medication and just let me sit down in a warm room. Yeah, it'll happen.
Okay, well, I'm glad you don't fall.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a random thing. Definitely random.
Well, I wish you luck and I hope that you get the medication that you need.
Well, according to everybody, I should have it before 5 today.
Okay. Well, you know, you got about 20 minutes, girl.
Amen.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thanks for calling in. I have never, ever met anyone with narcolepsy.
I want to see what it's like to be sleeping when you're standing.
You know, she mentioned epilepsy. My cousin, growing up, had a very mild, form. And he would just, especially if he was looking out of a car window, he would just kind of blink, 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 and then come back. Like, it wasn't like the classic seizure that you think of a seizure with an epileptic like Scott's brother has. This was more just, he would just leave the brain for a couple seconds and then come back. And that's more what she kind of described this like. I know we're supposed to be talking about pharmacies, but damn, I could talk to her all day. Let's go to Richard in my favorite city, Lawrence, Kansas. Richard, hello.
Hi, Dana. How are you doing?
Hi, good, good.
Good. Hey, I just was thinking while you were talking, my parents actually are on several medications, and they actually downloaded an app onto their smartphones, and it allows them to shop and find the, I guess apparently not all pharmacies charge the same amount for the same medication, and my dad was in particular was able to save hundreds of dollars a month by using this app and changing pharmacies. So I think that it would be, I could see a benefit of having a paper copy and being able to shop around before you, you know, maybe this doesn't work on that those particular classes of pharmaceuticals that we're talking about
sure.
in particular, but, you know, I mean, I know that my dad was very happy when he was able to shop around.
Richard, remind me the name of the app. Is it GoodRx?
I think that it is. I'm fortunate. I don't have any prescriptions that I take, so I don't know, but I believe that is correct.
So someone called in about this yesterday. We were talking about something completely different, insulin. And on the text line just now, it's funny you mentioned this, Richard. Someone wrote in and said, I have a prescription. It costs $19 at Walmart, and it costs $189 at Walgreens. I'm going to read that again. $19 at Walmart, $189 at Walgreens. Getting bids is sometimes necessary and a hassle when you have to do it electronically. I've heard about this GoodRx app. Here's my question. When you go to the doctor's office and they say to you, you need prescription X, why can't there just be something right there in the room, like on a big smart board that lays it out? Just lay it out for me. Like if I was going to buy tires, I could go online and figure it out. Like Goodyear is going to charge me this, and Michelin's going to charge me this, and if I go to the dealership, they're going to charge me that. Why don't they do that?
Like a Trivago for prescriptions.
I should just be able to know without an app or without going from pharmacy to pharmacy that it's $19 at one store and $189 at another store. And I'm telling you, there should be some mechanism that would just let you know that right out of the gate. So when the doctor says, I'm going to write you a prescription here for this antibiotic because you are sick, boom, it should be right there in front of you. And he's like, and by the way, I don't know where your pharmacy is, but here is the price list and let me know where you want me to send it. And I guarantee you, freaking prices would come down overnight because you don't want to be the pharmacy charging $189 on this little sheet of paper that the doctor would show you. You want to be the one charging $9.
Right. You're not going to get any service that way.
This is why I should be in charge of all medications. I guarantee you there's a reason they don't do that. And I don't know what the reason is, but if they could do it, because they should do it, they would do it. And they're not doing it. So what does that tell you?
Pharmaceutical companies probably have a bit of a play in this.
I'm guessing you are correct. Or we would be seeing this when we go see the doctor. 576-7798, 10 minutes to Festivus Friday, but you can still weigh in on this new prescription law that wipes out the prescription pad in a lot of cases. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I wanna wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. Scott will be back next week. Festivus Friday coming your way in just a few minutes in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll clear the lines here in just a moment. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Everyone is screaming about this GoodRx app. What worries me about that, I shouldn't say worries me, but if you're elderly and you are living on a fixed income, I don't know that those are the people most likely to understand or know about the RX app, which is why I would love the doctor's offices to facilitate that and say, hey, by the way, Lurleen, go on this app and I'll help you figure it out. Here are six different prices. Where do you want me to send this thing? Let's go to Scott in Pleasant Hill. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dana. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Check out that good. For several years, I turned every one of my friends and family onto it. We have great health insurance, but yet we still use the app because we get a better price.
You have great insurance, but you still use the app.
Because we get a better price. If I fill my prescription using my health insurance, it's $47 a month. If I use the GoodRx app and go to a local grocery store here and fill the same medicine, it's $18 a month using the app. We get a better price on the GoodRx app versus the insurance.
And I love that you know that, Scott, but I wonder, do the people who need that the most know that this exists?
Well, every doctor's office I've ever been into, and I go with my dad to a doctor every month, at least one or two appointments. And every doctor's office we've been in has those GoodRx cards. So they've even talked to us about it. Make sure you're using this. So I think they're trying to get the word out. But yet, you know, everybody doesn't know about it.
Well, it's funny. It's the second day in a row on this program this has come up. And yesterday, someone just random called in and said, you got to look this stuff up on GoodRx. And so please spread that information far and wide if it has worked for you, especially to your elderly friends and neighbors. From the text line, I'm a nurse practitioner, and here's why we cannot sit down with you and go over price. It's because every insurance plan is different. I have no idea which pharmacy has a better price because it's all based on insurance contracts. If they don't have insurance and they're paying cash, I will pull up GoodRx and tell them which pharmacies are the cheapest. Pharmacies have no control over what they charge customers for prescriptions. They submit it to insurance. The insurance company tells them what to charge. So let me modify my statement. Why can there not be a slide scale? Okay, so follow me here. In your doctor's office, and on the left side of this graph, let's say are the top 30 insurance companies or insurance plans. On the right side of the graph are all of the medications. This would be electronic, of course. And then you pull it up. Okay, I see here you've got Blue Cross and Blue Shield Anthem. This is the medication. Boom, here's where you go. Here's where it's cheapest. I'm telling you, they should make this easier. They could. They could totally make this easier. If GoodRx can do it, the doctor's offices can facilitate it. Tell me I'm wrong. 576-7798. We are almost to Festivus Friday. So here's what I want you to do. Wait like 3 minutes and then start texting in your grievances at 22980. And here's why. If you text them in now, I won't see them. And then the screen, the text line just keeps refreshing and refreshing. And then I have to scroll down and that makes me want to take medication. So wait 3 minutes and then text in your grievances to 22980. You can phone them in at 576-7798. Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It is time to go to the news with Will Sterrett. Will Sterrett is actually out in the newsroom.
Now, I have just made a call out.
Now he's up and he's panicking and he's running. And I don't want anyone running on a Friday. Unless someone's chasing you with an axe, and then maybe.
Well.
Even then, I wouldn't run. It's too hot out. It's way too hot out. Hello, Will Sterrett.
Hey, Dana Wright. How we doing?
Do you have a grievance for me in 6 minutes?
You better believe I do.
Is it me calling you in to do the news?
No, but now that you mention it.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.